This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Trump is speaking at a press conference with the Nigerian president. He hasn't gotten into the caravan yet, but he's set to speak on that. We'll go to that in the next segment, and we have a guest joining us that deals with the very same deal. The globalists plan to use open borders as a weapon to bring in their master plan. We'll detail it all with Dan Lyman and the amazing work he does as the head of the new InfoWars Euro desk and InfoWars Europe now launched the new sites. Be sure and check that out. But I wanted to have a conclusion here of Netanyahu, who spoke earlier in a press conference that aired at about 8 o'clock Tel Aviv time. And what he's saying is true about Iran. I don't want to have war with Iran. So the point is the West is going towards war with Iran, and Iran isn't making that any better with their belligerent pro-war statements and talking about their missiles and all the rest of it. So the conclusion is the U.S., Saudi Arabia, and Israel are all lined up to strike Iran. I don't want that to happen. Notice Netanyahu talked about how one of their new missiles can hit Moscow. He's trying to get the Russians on board with this. Why did they invent nuclear weapons? Well, the Pope says ban them all. Ban all weapons, of course, except the weapons the UN will have. We know what that means. So I just pray humanity can survive. Here's the conclusion of what the Prime Minister of Israel just concluded saying.
No work has been conducted with multi-point initiation. This is multi-point initiation. You've got to forgive me. This jargon, this scientific terminology is something that is necessary to understand the production of nuclear weapons. But here's what they say. No work has been conducted with MPI technology in hemispherical geometry. But again, the archive shows that this is a complete fabrication. Iran conducted extensive work with MPI technology in hemispherical geometry. Here's an example. Hundreds of more documents prove it. Iran said to the agency that it had not conducted metallurgical work specifically designed for a nuclear device. But the files again show that this is a lie. Iran conducted extensive metallurgical work specifically designed for a nuclear device. Here's an original Iranian photo, plenty more in the archive. So what I've shown you tonight is just a fraction of the total material that we have. But even from this sample, you can draw four main conclusions. First, Iran lied about never having a nuclear weapons program. 100,000 secret files prove that they lied. Second, even after the deal, Iran continued to preserve and expand its nuclear weapons know-how for future use. Why would a terrorist regime hide and meticulously catalog its secret nuclear files if not to use them at a later date? Third, Iran lied again in 2015 when it didn't come clean to the IAEA as required by the nuclear deal. And finally, the Iran deal, the nuclear deal, is based on lies. It's based on Iranian lies and Iranian deception. 100,000 files right here prove that they lied. So here's the bottom line. Iran continues to lie. Just last week, Zarif said this.
We never wanted to produce a bomb.
Again?
We never wanted to produce a bomb.
Yes, you did. Yes, you do. And the Atomic Archive proves it. The nuclear deal gives Iran a clear path to an atomic arsenal.
We'll be right back with the conclusion, then we'll shift gears into the larger global program. But this is the preparation for major war.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Dan Lyman is setting up our European Bureau and doing a great job. Already covered Davos for us and many other big events. He's getting a team together. He is just churning out amazing articles. We're going to get a simpler URL for it, but right now it's europe.infowars.com, and that is the new, slick, European design InfoWars. We're going to launch a London InfoWars. We're going to launch a New York, an L.A. We're going to launch it all. We're spending all our capital that's come in to do that. We're expanding in the face of the globalists. They're really upset about it, but thank you all for your support. Now, before we go to Dan Lyman in the next segment, I want to just finish up with Benjamin Netanyahu from earlier. Do I agree with attacking Iran? I don't want to. Is Netanyahu telling the truth about Iran's nuclear weapons program? Yes, it's well known. This is not like WMDs in Iraq. And we know the power players. So I'm going to finish up with Netanyahu, then give you my detailed analysis of this and what I think we ought to do straight ahead. But let's finish up with the Prime Minister of Israel.
Produce a bomb?
Again?
We never wanted to produce a bomb?
Yes, you did. Yes, you do. And the Atomic Archive proves it. The nuclear deal gives Iran a clear path to an atomic arsenal. It does so because it gives them the three components that are necessary to produce this arsenal. First, unlimited enrichment in a few years. And they plan to do that. They plan to have several hundred thousand advanced centrifuges with which they can enrich mountains of uranium for that core that I showed you before, for many, many such cores. Second, it completely fails to address Iran's development of continuing development of ballistic missiles. And third, and this is new, it completely fails to address Iran's secret nuclear bomb program and its advanced work on weaponization. We just did. So this is a terrible deal. It should never have been concluded. And in a few days' time, President Trump will make his decision on what to do with the nuclear deal. I'm sure he'll do the right thing. The right thing for the United States, the right thing for Israel, and the right thing for the peace of the world. הערב אנחנו חשפנו הישג מודיעיני מהחשובים שידע מדינת ישראל. חשפנו את הארכיון הסודי של הגרעין האיראני. החומר הזה נמצא בידינו מזה מספר שבועות.
Bring back in Fox News chief political anchor and anchor of special report, Brett.
Okay, so now he's going into, I guess, Hebrew. I guess he'll also probably address him in Farsi next. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. All hell about to break loose unless Iran backs down. That's what's going to happen. The decision has been made by Trump to not continue the strategy of tension with North Korea or Iran, and that if they don't come to the table, they're going to be destroyed. And if I have to guess from what I've seen behind the scenes, Russia is going to stand down and stay out of it. China is going to stay out of it. And that's why you see North Korea rolling over. Some are spinning this like, oh, he's just getting another deal like he got with Clinton. No, Clinton gave them fissile material and reactors. They wanted to use North Korea as a destabilizing force in the area. Trump's pragmatic. He wants to merge it down the road with South Korea and build it up. Does that mean I agree with Trump's strategy? I wish there weren't nuclear weapons proliferating. I wish that all of this wasn't going on. But at the same time, document camp shot, please, you can't sit there with the Pope saying the whole world should just give up its weapons, because that's not what's going to happen. But then when Trump and others try to stop the nuclearization of the peninsula or the Middle East, well, they're bad guys. Here's the deal. This is part of a long seven-country strategy to bring down the Middle East. Trump's being told it's part of some new strategy. Any way you slice it, it's going to blow up. And so, is Iran a threat? Yes. Do they have weapons? Yes. But did they see Gaddafi for 8 years come in out of the cold, invest his money with the West, try to be our friends, and then get set up? And the answer is, that is exactly what he saw. So Iran has seen that. North Korea has seen that. And that's why North Korea came over the weekend and said, okay, we'll give up our nukes absolutely up front. You have to sign a deal not to attack us or not to invade us as soon as we give them up. By the way, it's not that big a deal when you've got the number of ICBMs and a few nukes like North Korea has. Those would be taken out very quickly. Since the late 70s, the U.S. has in orbit platforms with DU Shabo rounds that are, let's say, weigh a couple hundred pounds, down even smaller sizes for killing satellites or killing individuals. They could fire something the size of a 38 round at you that's DU, and there'll be nothing but a crater where your car is. It's not an atomic weapon. It's not a hydrogen weapon. It's not a nuclear weapon. It's a kinetic weapon. It's a meteor gun. Now, that was accidentally declassified in the mid-90s on C-SPAN in a debate between the former head of the Star Wars program and a later head. And they accidentally declassified that as the only reason we even know that. But that's what we had in the 70s. So Iran and North Korea, this is really all about a message to China and Russia. But I don't want an American empire. And I don't want to take out Iran and take out Hezbollah and then complete the globalist Saudi Arabian plan to fully implode the border with Europe and Russia and then flood us for the Islamic takeover. So as much as I don't like Iran and what they're doing, this is all part of a larger strategy. Trump just sees it as belligerent Iran, can't have nukes, can't threaten Israel. Guaranteed. But see, larger plan, they want Europe and the U.S. open to Islam, which Trump does oppose and is actually blocking. So it's a very sophisticated strategy that Trump's involved in, but also pragmatic at one level, but it doesn't take into account larger globalist plans that this could play into. So it's a very sophisticated. We'll get Dan Lyman, a great brain himself, his take on this on the other side. Then we'll get into South Korea's president calls for Trump to get the Nobel Peace Prize for his work with North Korea, helping bring that war basically to an end already. We've also got an amazing report from Mr. Lyman that's up on Infowars.com and now at EuropeWars.com. That's Europe.Infowars.com, the Europe Bureau. For now, the URL will take you right there. Is EuropeWars.com, and it is a really slick, quick-loading, high-tech site. We're going to be launching a lot of these in the future, ladies and gentlemen. Looks great on mobile, and it really kind of focuses in on Euro and globalism and the Islamic invasion there. We're going to have a bunch of other divisions and three- or four-person teams over each division. There's so much news, we can't get it all up on InfoWars.com or even PrisonPlanet.com or NewsWars.com. Hungary won't tolerate lies and slander, foreign minister blasts EU committee. Migrants cheat and lie to exploit system, Danish immigration minister. Well, they have a new immigration minister in the UK, and he's an Islamicist. 50 million Africans could invade Europe under ISIS plan, UN official. Islamicization of France denounced an open letter. Defend Europe, activists expose migrant surge across European Alps. And right in the middle of it, in Switzerland, is Dan Lyman, the head of our new bureau. He's getting people hired right now. Speaking of that, we've got every bit of our engines on. We're expending full fuel for the jump to the next level. It's like we're making a jump, you know, to hyperspace out of the solar system, next level. We need more fuel. I make it easy. We sell incredibly high quality, top of the line supplements at discounted prices. Patriot Apparel, the best products on many other categories like air filtration, water filtration, high quality storable foods. It's all there. Why shop with Bezos at Whole Foods or Amazon and get ripped off and fund your own destruction? Why not finance folks that are actually taking it to the globalists fearlessly? Please shop with us today. Check out the items. Our amazing Ultimate Turmeric Formula Body, 25% off. Brain Force, the incredible nootropic for the mind, 25% off. Read the thousands of reviews. Super Male Vitality, 50% off. So Super Female. And you get free shipping when you get it with the Real Red Pill, which is also 50% off. And don't forget, Patriot Points is double in the month of April. It's 10% of each order. That's got to end the next few days at InfoWarsStore.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
It has been said that there are times in history when more happens in just a few years than happened in a previous decade or more. Now you see Trump on the cusp of legendary peace deal, ending the 60-plus year ongoing war. There's just been an armistice or ceasefire on the Korean Peninsula. The Korean elected president, not the dictator of the North, calling for Trump to get a peace prize. You got the Pope calling for all weapons to be destroyed. But he doesn't mean the UN or his own personal guards. No, he wants us to lower his guard. He's a globalist, just like he has walls, but you can't have walls. We've got all that to break down, but I wanted to get Dan Lyman on because we've launched EuropeWars.com or just Europe.InfoWars.com. Our European office, he's already got a few crew members over there. He's already filed hundreds of great reports, gone out and covered Davos, you name it, and did a sterling job. Well, there is so much going on because Europe is where the globalists are destroying the borders. It's where they flooded in more than 10,000 Muslims just the last 5 years. It is the admitted UN program to get rid of the borders. And so whereas I want to stand up to Iran, I want to stand up to Hezbollah, you've got Saudi Arabia, though, who's even worse, and they're wanting us to take out Assad, who didn't do anything, and they're pressuring for an attack on Iran, who we do know has been developing nuclear weapons, and that was a fraudulent deal they signed. Netanyahu was right about that. But at the same time, if we take down all those buffer countries, those Muslim countries that aren't under Saudi Arabian control, that are Shiite, or who are Alawite, or who are Baathist, then we have the hegemonic control of Saudi Arabia, who is financing the Islamification of Europe, and how that ties into everything Dan Lyman has been breaking down, and the incredible news that all over Europe, they're appointing as mayors and police chiefs and heads of security and heads of border control Islamicists who aren't even from those countries. UK's new immigration chief has Pakistan Muslim. So Dan Lyman joins us from Europe. Thank you for joining us, Dan.
Pleasure to be back with you, Alex. How are you doing?
Good. You've heard my whole layout here. This all ties together. I mean, as you know, what is your geopolitical view on this?
Absolutely. Never a dull moment. There's always something going on every front. And it seems like, as you said, the quickening is definitely happening. There's more news every day, everywhere around the world and Europe. There's always something going on here. So it's amazing trying to keep, you know, your head around the whole thing. It just keeps you spinning.
Front and center, though, looking at that paradigm of what the globalists want versus what nation states want, Eastern Europe standing up as champions against Islamic invasion because they've been invaded over 100 times. You've been going to Eastern Europe. You've been covering this. Talk about their awakening and where you see that leading to.
Absolutely. I've spent a lot of time around the bulk of Europe at this point in the last few years, and there's definitely a divide between Eastern and Western Europe, as I've mentioned in the past on the show here. When you go to Western European countries and their cities that were once magnificent places, such as London and Paris, these places are decaying, they're rotting. There are still nice little enclaves within them, but I've stayed in no-go zone in Paris. I was in London last year. I was actually in quite a nice area of London last year in a very nice hotel there having breakfast, and I counted roughly 2 dozen hotel guests in there having breakfast with me, and if 20 of them weren't Islamists, I'd be surprised.
And they're bringing in Sharia law. I was reading in England, in Sweden, in Germany, they're introducing legislation to have men and women be divided. The Green Party saying, yeah, maybe that's the answer. This is a strategic deal with the left and Islam, because Europe doesn't have any kids. Islam has six kids versus 1.3 for a couple in the West. I mean, the deal's been made.
Absolutely. You know, it's incredible. It never fails that even in the little city that I live in Switzerland, there's a pretty hefty Islamic population here. And it never fails that the women are always with child. There's at least one in the baby carriage, sometimes two or three. And generally, you know, the man keeps his distance. He gets to wear whatever he wants and behave however he wants. And then the woman is basically expected to live, you know, under the shawl. Or I see some pretty crazy outfits at this point. They're like proud to wear this stuff in public and make us all feel a little strange when you know, whether it's a burqa or some other type of ceremonial headdress or something. But they always have children, and they have a lot more children, that's for sure, than Europeans do. So you can see that the game that's being played, civilizational jihad, is definitely ongoing throughout Europe. But as you did mention, in Eastern Europe, things are a little bit different. I spent a lot of time there last year. I spent 2 months in Eastern Europe, and you don't see the same kind of things that you see in Western Europe. I hardly saw anything that resembled a migrant, and there were very few hijabs and definitely no burqa in that part of the world that I saw. So there's definitely a divide in Europe.
But we've sent our crews in. Most areas of Europe are no-go zones for white people or Westerners. And this is the plan. It's encouraged by the leftist media. As you know, Germany runs TV ads for kids in their after-school program saying, are you a 14-year-old girl? Marry a Muslim man. They will treat you right. Wear the hijab. And then it's a part of the jihad is to wear the hijab in our face, just to throw it in our face, to rub it in and get us ready. But what's sad is to see Europe, that withstood 1,400 years of Islamic invasion, bought off and sold out to it, and to see the stonings and the attacks and the rapes and the media defending it is just truly sickening.
It is, and you know, it's amazing. I just spent a few weeks down in Australia and New Zealand. I wasn't sure what to expect there, and I spent some time in Melbourne, Australia, and it looked just like every other major city in Western Europe and parts of the U.S. even at times. I felt like I wasn't around Australians much of the time, and I found that to be troubling, that to see that has spread just so far across the Western world. It's everywhere.
Well, here's the deal. Latin Americans are the future because Europeans have 1.3 kids, but they're not Islamicist. And if we can keep them from being brainwashed by the left, they'll make good citizens. They're good people. But the Islamists, they're not going to convert to the West. They're not going to convert to openness. They're cancer. And you go anywhere in Austin now, it's like I'm living in the middle of an Islamic city. And I was reading statistics in Europe, on average, 84% of Muslim families are on welfare. They come and have six kids. They get on welfare. The men wear jumpsuits and adopt gangster culture. It's hideous. And it was all over Paris, you name it. Human feces everywhere, burning buildings every night, cars being attacked. And with a bunch of spoiled, rotten, crazy people just doing whatever they want. This is an insane way to commit suicide.
It's depressing to watch. There was recently a Hungarian journalist that was interviewing Viktor Orban, who I'm sure we're all familiar with at this point. And it's even amazing to see that some of the personalities in some of these, you know, Eastern European countries, they feel comfortable talking about the issue at hand. And he said flat out, Western civilization is digging its own grave. And we see that happening all over the place. And it is troubling. And like I said, it's happening in Australia as well. And as you said, it's happening in the U.S. I'm wondering, why is everyone bowing down to this? They allow the craziest things to go on, and it happens the same way in a lot of these cities. Once the population of Islamists gets large enough, then they'll get out in the streets, they'll go out near stadiums, they'll take over entire city blocks just to do prayer, and people need to wake up to this. It's getting a little crazy.
Yeah, because we can't go to their countries and do this, and they're all trying to flee their wonderful countries to come here and then turn it into that. There's not even that thought like, I hate this, I want to leave it, but I'm going to turn it into that once I get there. And, of course, you have interviewed the Prime Minister of Hungary. I want you to interview him again. In fact, I'm told you may be doing that very, very soon. We'll be back with Dan Lyman from the Islamification of Europe straight ahead. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate. Because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, and the head of our new European Bureau we're launching, Dan Lyman, doing a great job, is here, EuropeWars.com or Europe.InfoWars.com will take you there. Whole new look, very, very clean site. NewsWars.com is excellent as well. But we are in a media war. We are in a war for the future of Europe. And again, the left is not bringing in massive amounts of Islamists to get them then to convert to Western culture or even be open to it. They want them to be anti-Western. It's taught. In Switzerland, everywhere, the stuff you read sounds like Monty Python. It sounds like a joke, but it's real. Women say they go to be raped, and they go, it's okay, they raped me, I love them. And they wouldn't give the time of day to a Swiss man or a German person or any of that. And again, every day there's new no-go zone videos of people having rocks thrown at them, you know, female reporters being beaten up. And it's the same from Belgium to Italy to Switzerland. In fact, Dan Lyman, you were telling me about a story that we can pull up about a Somali individual that tried to burn down a church. People can also follow you on Twitter at Citizen Analyst. Again, Dan Lyman, you were telling us about a Somali trying to burn down a church in the canton or a little state of Switzerland you live in.
That's correct. I live in a pretty quiet state in here in Switzerland. The most major city is the one I live in, and it's not that large, nothing like Zurich or Geneva. And sure enough, the other day, we do have migrants in town here. It's not like Paris or anything like that, but there are enough of them, and it's a little unsettling. They tend to congregate, and they just, like, take over little areas of town once in a while. And anyways, in the canton here in a little town nearby, there was a Somali refugee, quote-unquote, that attempted to burn down a Christian church there. He wasn't particularly successful, but that's the things that these people are plotting. You know, one of the funny things is leftists will throw at you, I even heard somebody from the Cato Institute kind of making this argument. They'll say, oh, the likelihood of you being affected by a terrorist attack is like one in millions of millions. That's not the point. Of course, the terrorist attack is quite infrequent, but you know they're becoming more frequent. But it's the day in, day out crimes of all different types that are really is what is affecting people, and the cost of having these people here is unbelievable. I mean, in every European country, especially like Germany and Denmark, the unaccompanied minors, who a lot of them, you know, half to two-thirds end up not being minors, they're costing anywhere from 70 to 90,000 per person per year. And that's a load that's passed on to the taxpayers. And you have a lot of these countries as well, the older folks, the pensioners, veterans, they're being treated very poorly.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you saw what Macron, everybody's acting like he's a good guy. No, he's not. He said get rid of nationalism when he was here. He said we should have 200 million North Africans come here. Yeah, it'll bankrupt us. Yeah, it'll cause a civil war. So what? It's the right thing to do. Here's the deal. North Africa is a hellhole everywhere. It just gets worse down the eastern coast. The Middle East is a hellhole almost everywhere. It's a fact. It is cultural. It is a conquest society. Women have no rights. It's one thing to take a few percent of these people in, which is still massive. But to bring in tens of millions and have giant tent cities everywhere with people diarrheaing all over the place. I mean, they say it's killed 80% of the tourism in France. Paul's family moved to France 15 years ago. They had to move out to Spain. I mean, it's just insane asylum. I mean, I went to Rome, and it looks just like what you're seeing down the main thoroughfare. This is, I mean, what are the globalists thinking? What are the leftists thinking?
I don't know. I've seen these same scenes in multiple European cities. Paris looks just like that in a lot of parts. And now I have friends who ask me where to go to Europe. And I say, just don't even bother. It's not worth it. Go to maybe a lesser known place. Try Budapest. Budapest is a great place. Yeah, it's crazy. And you know what's funny is it's like every year the number that we're expected to swallow becomes more, like little by little they're turning up the heat.
Oh yeah, don't forget that part. What they're threatening? What is it? €1 million fine for every, quote, refugee that countries don't take in, Hungary and Poland. Tell folks about that.
Sure, yeah, they're turning up, constantly turning up the heat on the countries that won't accept these migrant quotas. And now you have all the leaders, they're just spilling the beans. They're saying it's unlimited, it's limitless. It's not 10,000, it's not 100,000, it's not even 1 million. Now they're talking at, they're talking 150 to 200 million. That's out of Macron's mouth, basically, when he's talking about what we should be preparing for in the next 30 years. They're not even saying by, you know, 2100. They're saying in the next 30 years. And then you had a UN official who actually was appointed by Trump. So I think that's probably why we got quite a bit of truth.
Said 500 million. ISIS plans 500 million. And remember, they're coordinating with the socialists in Europe. Sorry, go ahead.
Absolutely, and these coincide with figures that people like Geert Wilders in the Netherlands have been warning about, saying, you know, the population of Africa is set to explode to something like 4 billion by the 22nd century. And a lot of them are being driven this way for a variety of reasons. You look all the way down to South Africa, what's going on there. If they eliminate all the farmers there, and there's another, there's a famine, or they're you know, those people are going to be driven up towards.
And let's be clear, white people are not tolerated in anything below tiny minority numbers in Asia, in most areas of Latin America, and in Africa. So if white people can't even have part of Europe, And it's run by anti-white leftists who just want to conquer everything. They see the demographic numbers. They want to turn these majorities that are, quote, minorities into belligerent racial mobs. So it's basically the EU's using a Hitlerian strategy for global domination, just like Hitler when he cooked up the whole plan. People don't know that Hitler had African brigades, Arab brigades. He had big fans in Central and South America. All racial-based politics as well. People don't get this, that they've double-crossed the Christian ethos of Europe trying to end slavery, trying to open things up. They put the guilt back onto us and gotten us to accept the identity politics, but only for us to commit suicide. But that's only so technocrats can destroy the first world.
And not only that, they've even gotten a lot of the Christian organizations, they've subverted them into accepting this and fully pushing it. There was a church in Melbourne, Australia, an Anglican church, huge one, facing a big tourist square, and it had unfurled a massive refugees welcome banner from one of the, like, the wall facing where all the people are. I mean, the propaganda is incessant. You see it here.
It's all the World Council of Churches, the Methodist Church. It's not liberal help poor people. No, no, the Catholic Church, all of it is weaponize them, bring them in. They're bringing down anybody being middle class. This is turning the world poor. This is feudalism. And they're using a demonic, fake Christian church to help Christianity commit suicide.
Absolutely. And I had another revelation kind of when I was in Melbourne, and I'm sure other people have picked up on this. But when you consider the, you know, the Agenda 21 type planning, where they are pushing people out of the rural areas into the cities, so you're getting like a total inversion of the population that are all moving into these cities. But not only that, they're using a lot of these cities, like the ones that the UN really will tout, like Austin, like Melbourne, like Sydney. And they're not only driving the country folk into the cities to seek jobs, they're also bringing in hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people from the third world as well, who are expected to take them in because, you know, they're looking for jobs or they're refugees or whatever. In Melbourne alone, their population is growing 100 to 150,000 people per year.
And let's be clear. Under the UN, Obama did this here. He said the rural areas are too white. So they bring in third world populations and send them to your local town to then outvote you and take over so the globalists can exploit you. They're not helping these poor third world people. This is a very diabolical plan. It's an admitted plan. How do we stop it, Dan Lyman? Because the world is waking up.
Well, it's going to take some serious fight. We have to look to the leaders that are taking a stand, and it's going to take a lot more people speaking up. I think people have to be—they have to just stop worrying about what other people think about what they say, because the more people speak up, the majority of people do not want this, but also the majority of that majority stay quiet because they're worried about their jobs, they're worried about what their friends will think of them. Sorry, but you got to draw a line in the sand, because eventually you will have no civilization to worry about and no jobs to worry about either.
But if the people showing up were nice, then that would be fine. But it's like foam at the mouth. We're going to kill you. They sell women into sex slavery. They throw gays off buildings. And they've got the Muslim women leading the women's marches, but no pro-lifers are allowed.
More and more white women in hijabs these days, too. It's disturbing.
Well, I mean, it's an absolute planned suicide, because they train women not to want a man around, so they go to the real radical level of wanting a pimp. And under Islam, he will treat you like you're a street hooker. He will pimp your ass good, and you're going to love it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Gerald Celente, the trends forecaster, always powerful, always informative, hosting the fourth hour in the War Room with Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone are always locked and loaded. Coming up with three more hours. We've launched a 10 hours live a day with David Knight, 3 hours in the morning, doing a great job. We've got Millie and Gavin on the ground reporting on the UN-funded caravan coming in. We're covering it all, but the globalists, the big mega corporations, have decided they like authoritarianism. They've decided they like radical Islam. They've been allied with Saudi Arabia to basically, you know, buy most of our oil from them since the 70s. And things are just getting crazier. They're just getting worse. Now, a lot of good things are happening on the local scene in different parts of the world. But in the big picture, the globalists are out of control. You've got nationalism, populism being awakened everywhere. But you've got the culture and all the mall shops, whether in Europe or the U.S., you walk by Gap and it's women in hijabs. It's all being force-fed. Instead of wanting to free these women, Mall of America now has become Little Mogadishu. And you've got Linda Sorcerer criticizing Iranian women a few months ago who protested and refused to wear hijabs Well, that's not feminist. And the feminists are like, stop being a grandstander, lady. It's total inversion. And women going along with modern feminism are being completely pimped by this thing. Dan Lyman of EuropeWars.com or Europe.InfoWars.com, our Europe division. Any tips you've got, you can send them to him, obviously, at his Twitter as well that we just had up on screen. A lot of powerful articles, a lot of exclusives. He's got a few writers he's getting set up to also help with the site. Some of our articles that Paul and Steve write will also be posted there. But he is a one-man show right now, hiring some more people, doing some just a fabulous job. Looking at this, pulling back from this, this new Islamic head of immigration for England, it's so epic, it's so big, it's so insane. Where do you in your gut see this going, and what are other big stories you think people should know about?
That question's always a doozy because nobody wants to think it's going to go the way that many places I think are going to go. These people have worked very hard to get here. They're working very hard on civilizational jihad, and they're not going to go peacefully into that good night. So in certain places where the population is overwhelming, i.e. Sweden, Germany, the UK, it doesn't bode well. And also what's really disturbing is that the governments are so clearly they're in favor of this. They're on the side of these people. You have, for instance, migrants took over like a town square in Lesbos in Greece recently, and then they were protested by the locals, and the police formed a cordon around the migrants to protect them, and they, you know, enforced their will on the locals. You're not allowed to protest against having your town invaded. And then another example, there's a Generation Identitaire. They recently staged, it's kind of a stunt, but it was more than symbolic. They were a bit effective, but they went to the French Alps where thousands of migrants are known to be crossing with the aid of leftists, open borders leftists from their crossing from Italy into France. So this group of about 100, are kind of a youth identity movement, they went and they staged basically a blockade. And it was enough to gain international attention. And of course, the French government denounced them, slammed them, didn't say anything about the leftist activists. And then the next day, some of the leaders of this group, including Martin Selner, who was just banned from entering the UK, they had their homes raided by the Austrian government. So it's such an uphill battle for those of us who want to protect where it is that we live and live in safety.
I just can't believe that the leftist elites are letting it destroy, totally destroy tourism. Because as you know, some numbers are as high as 80%. The places like Paris is gone.
Yeah, it is amazing, but they have to be finding their funding elsewhere. That something is keeping them afloat. I personally would not visit any of those cities at this point for pleasure. I would do it for work, but I wouldn't go there. I mean, yeah, like that footage you're rolling right there. This kind of stuff is happening everywhere. It's terrifying.
And that's female reporters being attacked for just going into the no-go zones.
Just for reporting, even the press isn't safe at this point. Even people like Tommy Robinson, I mean, he's kind of been the harbinger and warning us all, and people really need to listen to the things that he has to say. And there are people like that all over the world now that are starting to pop up. Even in the governments, you have the Danish, the immigration minister. She spoke up recently, and she's pretty good. She's kind of hardline, and she said, you know, basically these people are cheating us. They're not here to integrate. They're not even here to learn Danish, and they get a lot of help from leftists on the other side. That are making sure that they can skirt the system, bring in as many as possible, and at any cost to the taxpayers, they don't care.
Well, you filed your report to us. In the future, you'll just do it directly to Facebook, YouTube, InfoWars. But you just got back from Australia. You interviewed the Tommy Robinson of Australia, and we're going to be premiering that either today or tomorrow here on air. Great job, Mr. Lyman. Any other key points you'd like to add?
Just like to tell everyone to stay engaged, share our articles. You would, oh, very quickly, you'd be amazed what our reach is. In New Zealand, I was in a very rural part of New Zealand. I didn't even have cell phone service, and I came across a huge placard in front of someone's driveway that had a big InfoWars label and, you know, no to globalism, all these slogans, and it was in the middle of nowhere in New Zealand. So you have no idea how far our reach is, but it is every corner of the world. So please share the articles and just get the word out there. Keep waking people up.
About 2 years ago, I climbed up on some standing stones that weren't real popular to go to. Somebody was around off the side of the highway in southern England, and I kind of didn't like it. because you know, I don't like graffiti on things like that, but carved into one of them was Infowars.com. And I was like, wow, that's crazy. And then you just see it everywhere. And that's why the globalists demonize us. They're trying to shut us down, trying to misrepresent who we are, trying to make people be scared to be associated with us. They want a bunch of timid slobs, ladies and gentlemen, but all over the world, especially I'm told, I haven't been to Eastern Europe yet, but I'm told by Max Kaiser, who, by the way, is on with us tomorrow, and others, that if you go to Eastern Europe and even the Middle East, because a lot of Muslims don't want to live under Orthodox Islam. We're talking about Orthodox, you know, radical, out-of-control, Wahhabist Islam. Max has talked about in the show in Egypt, and you name it, that there's huge InfoWars listeners that they recognize him from InfoWars, not even from RT or BBC. And I'm not bragging. It's just that we don't realize the reach we've got until we go out there.
We're ubiquitous, that's for sure. So just keep getting the word out there. I think we're one of the few outlets that is willing to tell the truth about a lot of the things that are going on right now.
Well, Dan, you're doing an amazing job. Just in 60 seconds, what do you make of this Iran thing? I mean, I'm just sick of these wars. We elected Trump not to have these wars, but he did say he'd be tough on Iran. And that's he said he wouldn't go after Syria. He's kind of starting to fudge on that. I'm still real happy with him, but I'm mad about that. But at the same time, this Iran situation, Netanyahu showed some pretty strong evidence.
Definitely. And it's amazing. It seems like every time we get to catch our breath with war and see a little a sliver of peace on the horizon, it seems like something new comes up. So it's just hit after hit. And I only hope for peace across the planet. And it's great to see what's going on in Korea. I'm very interested to see what plays out in Iran. We'll see.
Well, I think that's because Trump said no more games, but we'll see what happens. The left and the globalists are really trying to stop us. Dan Lyman from EuropeWars.com. Thank you, sir.
Cheers.
Yeah, really first rate on the very front reporting there. He did a great job covering Davos, a one-man wrecking team, but we're getting some more crew for him right now. Speaking of getting crew, when you buy products from InfoWars, you allow this to happen. So X2, deep earth crystal, purest form of iodine out there in the organic palm oil. Unlike any other iodine out there, the good halogen, it is amazing. Experience it for yourself. We're having trouble getting more of the deep earth crystal sources. It may run out. This only happened one other time 4 years ago. A little bit last year, but this is a serious shortage. If it continues, we have about a run and a half left. I was able to keep it on sale for another week because we got an emergency shipment of what they did have, a quick half run. If you want X2, ladies and gentlemen, to be guaranteed to get it and have it, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Learn about the iodine conspiracy. Learn about what bad halogens do, bromine, bromide, chlorine, fluoride, in the body, and how your body will absorb those instead of the good one, iodine. But most iodine is bound in salt, bound in other things. It goes right through you. This is pure. It goes right into you. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. A lot of other iodines will make you sick, folks. So this one doesn't. Anybody I know of, thousands of great reviews, but you need to read about it for yourself. Do your own research. Talk to your physician. I mean, it's way better than a cup of coffee for me personally, for energy, for everything else, quite frankly. It's amazing. It's kind of made me spoil rotten, though. I lost like 30-something pounds when I first got on it. And I was working out hard and couldn't lose weight. Now I barely work out, and I've kept my weight, even though I'm older now, 44, the same. Down from 280-something to 240. And I work out like twice a week instead of all the time. I swim 2 miles a day a lot of the time and still was a big old fatty. But when I got the good halogen, game changer. Learn about it. InfoWarsStore.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Introducing cell phone.